Our kids are back in school, and I don't know too many kids that sit down to a full breakfast before they go to school anymore. But if something as versatile as an egg is involved, how are we going to get them to enjoy that, get a good breakfast, and go off to school at the same time?
Well, I think the great thing about eggs, like you mentioned, is that they're versatile. I think that even picky eaters can enjoy eggs in a variety of ways. And they're a great nutritious food on their own. But they're also kind of a great way to fit in and mix in and maybe hide some veggies and other nutritious ingredients.
It's a good way to hide them. Now, I know a lot of my friends have teenagers, and they're up to speed on every single trend that is out there. But they're driving a lot of these trends themselves. How is that affecting the egg industry?
You're exactly right. Teens are getting more and more interested in not only the food they eat. We know teens snack about 2 to 3 times per day on average. So our teens are hungry. And we know that that's translating into interest in the food that they eat. They want to be involved in meal planning, in grocery shopping. In fact, a recent survey showed that 30% of a family's weekly grocery bill is driven by the teens' preferences and eating behaviors, which I found really interesting. And for the egg industry, that means that teens who are growing up knowing more about food, who care about how their food produced, are choosing some more of those natural, more specialty, more humane products like your pasture-raised eggs, your organic eggs, your non-GMO Project Verified eggs.
Oh, yeah, 30%. I didn't realize it was that high a number. There's very significant. And, yeah, you bet they pay attention to things like, you know, the way they're where they're getting the food, how the food has been raised. They're very conscious about that. So when it comes to choosing the perfect eggs, what do you think the kids are looking for?
I think the kids are, one, they're looking to be informed. You know, there's so much information for young people these days. They're on all sorts of social media. They have screens. They're really connected all of the time. So, you know, they are more educated in terms of they are getting a lot of that information about how their food is produced, what goes into it, where their farms are, how the different methods of, you know, raising animals. So we find that they're really interested in humanely produced products.
Mm-hmm.
So, they want eggs from hens that are cage-free, have outdoor access, have eaten a healthier diet, maybe an organic diet, you know, a vegetarian diet without any animal byproducts, but also able to forage in a pasture. And, you know, they're asking questions. You know, we get questions about the different nutrients in eggs. When I talk to young people, they're asking about how do they store their eggs to keep them fresher longer. So I think they just have access to so much information, and like young people do, they're soaking it up.
Oh, they really are. Now, you represent Nest Fresh, and when it comes to meeting all of that criteria, I mean, that's a lot to meet. That's some pretty high expectations they're setting for you.
That's right, yeah. And luckily at Nest Fresh, we work with family farmers all over the country to produce our eggs. So we're able to really hear what consumers want for us. And because we work with some of those family farms and not, you know, one big giant farm in one spot, we're able to adapt a lot easier. So, and we choose our farmers in terms of who really is in line with our values for humane animal care, sustainability. And so when we need to increase our standards or do something different in response to consumer, what we're hearing from consumers and their feedback, mm-hmm. we're able to do that much easier. It's a great position for us to be able to work with these family farmers all over the country.
It does sound like it. Is there such a thing as the perfect egg?
You know, I think eggs are pretty perfect on their own. Eggs, any egg that you get is has every single vitamin and mineral that your body needs except for vitamin C. It's only 70 calories. It comes in its own packaging. So I could go on and on about how eggs in general are perfect. You know, there's some things to consider when you're choosing your egg. You know, check that sell-by date.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're storing it in its original carton in the refrigerator to make sure that you're keeping it keeping the freshness and the quality as long as possible. And then again, you know, consider your values as a shopper. What are you looking for in terms of how your food is produced? Are you looking for a cage-free egg, an mm-hmm. egg from a hen that has outdoor access, an egg from a local farmer? You know, those are questions that we hear consumers are asking themselves a lot because they're really interested in their food and how it's produced and what they're feeding their families.
Oh, I think we're definitely much more interested in making sure that what we're eating has been given to us, you know, they've been raised in a humane manner, that it's good for us, and that it doesn't contain a lot of things that we honestly don't need. And I think that's incredibly important. I kid about finding the perfect egg, but I've found myself standing in front of the grocery case looking at the organic, looking at the brown, looking at the white. And do you think most people truly understand all of the differences?
Yeah. I get questions about it all the time, so I know people are still trying to figure out, still learning. You know, there are a lot of different claims on cartons of eggs, and even something as simple as white and brown eggs,
yeah.
I get questions about. So, you know, I think a lot of people are doing their best to choose what they think is the best product for them, but I don't think there's always clarity in what all of these different things mean.
Well, you can probably help them out. You've got the website, right?
Yeah. We have our website, www.nestfresh.com. If you go to our FAQs, you will be more, as we like to say, educated than your average Joe on all of these questions about, you know, what do these different claims mean? Why does my packaging say this versus this? You know, what's the deal with antibiotics or hormones? We go into all of that. So if people want to get their knowledge about eggs, so mm-hmm. definitely visit our website.
Cool. Do you have some recipes on there? Maybe that would help out kids trying to put together a healthier breakfast or lunch.
Yes, we do. We have a number of recipes. We have a recipe page and a blog page. There's some great ideas for quick lunches. You know, one thing or quick breakfast to get you kind of out the door. I know we're talking about back to school and just how hectic those mornings can be. You know, one thing that I love, and we do have a recipe for this on the website, is you can pre-bake egg, almost like egg muffins. So you put, you know, you can put meat and veggies in there and some eggs, put it in the oven in a muffin tin, and you kind of have these single serving grab and go breakfast that you can heat one at a time in the microwave. So if you make them on Sunday night before your hectic, you know, school week and work week, it's an easy way to just grab something that has a lot of protein
yes.
and some veggies.
Well, that's exactly the way I have most of my eggs. I make up a couple of tins and freeze them, bring them to work. It's perfect.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Tried and true method for you.
And is there any place in particular that my listeners can look for the Nest Fresh eggs?
Yeah, listeners can find our eggs at Publix stores, Harris Teeter stores, and Whole Foods stores locally. And as I mentioned, if people go to www.nestfresh.com, we also have a where-to-buy map that shows all the stores in everyone's area.
Well, Brandy, you're taking all the work out of it for us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we're happy to talk about the benefits of eggs and where to find them. You know, always glad to share that information.
Well, thank you very much for our early risers, everybody that's always out to school. We've got you covered with everything you could possibly want to know about eggs. Again, go to nestfresh.com for more information. Brandy, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.